everything's running smoothly.
Peter James Jamal Sweeney. This is your Casey Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. To my left, as I said, my esteemed colleague, Peter Sweeney. Good Wednesday morning, Pete.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Unlike the other day, it's chilly now and should warm up a bit in the afternoon.
Wait for it.
As you wake up, you're in your mid-20s, but that should get to as high as the mid-40s in the early afternoon before getting a little colder again. Should be an okay day in Kansas City.
Not too bad.
Thursday, high of 53, low of 58. You know, as much as I want to say that I control the weather, I just read it, man.
You know what?
Official meteorologist, Casey Morning Show, Peter Gerard Sweeney.
Chief meteorologist of the KC Morning Show.
I don't know. I hear the word chief enough in my life. I think we can keep it out of the title, please.
Pete, what is the word, man? How was your Monday? How was your Tuesday? Honestly, I thought we had a little solid show on Monday.
Yeah, Monday after we went, I was wrapping the Chiefs game. Did a conference call with the Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And then on Tuesday, guess what?
What?
I'm going to be honest. I'm always honest on this show, right? Come on.
It's your number one policy.
During this whole Patrick Mahomes thing and the coverage that has gone into it, I've kind of let my health a little bit go to the wayside with the gym when it comes to getting in the gym.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm making a concerted effort to get back.
Swole swing.
Right. I mean, the weight gain has been visible, in my opinion. I mean, I know you don't look at me every day in that way.
I think you look gorgeous, Pete. I think you look immaculate. You look chiseled. Look at that fresh cut you got yesterday, the flow.
I mean, we're not talking about my hair.
Unbelievable.
I mean,
unbelievable flow.
The haircuts never stopped, which is also a good thing. Trust me.
That's true.
So back in the gym yesterday, and I was really tired. I was out of shape. I felt like the cute girls there were looking at me.
That's
like, who's this fat guy?
That's why I don't go.
And so, but I'm back in. I'm back in the game.
Was it?
I think I slept better last
night. That's usually what happens. What was our day? Was it chest day, legs day?
Oh, dude, straight to the elliptical and off. I did the elliptical for 30.
Okay.
I did a mile on the treadmill.
Okay. Okay.
And then I said, I got in today.
You?
I did not do any weights.
You're just establishing your base. That's fine. We got to break you down to build you back up.
I am going to just do a week, I think, of just cardio and elliptical. And then my gym offers some classes. So I might start to get into like the classes a little bit.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to do a week and then I'm done with this.
Normally that's the MO. Normally that is certainly the MO. Bought vegetables yesterday to eat as opposed to stopping at like a Chick-fil-A.
I'm so proud
on the
you.
Way, and I have a lunchbox. You know, new year, new me, and I'm starting.
Hold on. I got a lunchbox, so that's.
I'm starting.
Pretty excited about that.
I'm starting my New Year's resolution, quote unquote, 3 weeks early because I know that all the regular gym people, once January 1 hits, if you hadn't been in there for a few weeks, they get, oh, here's the old people. Yep. I don't want to be part of that group. I've been in here since 2019. What are you talking about?
What are you aiming for? Are you trying to get swole? Are you trying to cut? Are you trying to
I just want to get in. I'm thinking every day, just get in the gym.
Okay.
That's the main goal. Eventually, I have a weight goal in mind.
I can put together a workout for you, man.
I've done this before. You keep your workout to yourself. You just keep showing up here. That's just fine.
That's half
How was
half
your Monday and Tuesday?
It was pretty solid. I'm still fighting this cold thing, so I've just been kind of keeping it low-key. Finished a new Star Wars game. It was pretty awesome. Jedi
you have
Fallen
a great
Order.
Life. I mean, you have a great life.
You know what I don't have? Income.
Oh.
It's a bit of a.
Someone could step up for this show, right?
There.
We're live here from Unlabeled Music Services.
Have we told folks that if you want to be a sponsor or something on the show? That is a thing.
Maybe not on the air, but we've told people, hey, we got speaking of people that are sponsoring us, not with money, but with a beautiful Christmas card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't even know we had an address, to
Cam
be honest.
Smith, number one OG fan extraordinaire, send in a... Read it for... What does it say?
Let's see. Peace, love... Oh, it's a family shot with the doggos. I love it. Peace, love, and belly rubs from Cameron, Charlene, Riley, and Maverick. Thanks, guys.
Oh, there's a whole thing on the background.
Oh, wow.
On the back of it, I mean.
Oh, even better. Here, I'll read a little bit of it.
Sure.
Charlene adopted Riley almost 3 years ago and has always felt like she could use a companion. This past summer, once we were settled into the new house with a big backyard, it seemed like a good time to start looking for a friend for Rye. We looked at several dogs, but the adventure dog tag line on Maverick's kennel at the shelter caught Cameron's eye. 30 seconds later, Mav climbed into his lap and gave him one of those puppy dog eyes. And from there, you know it's over. You know it's over at that history. Point. Maverick is perfect, annoying, an excellent little brother for Riley. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So not only are they sending us holiday cheer, they're plug and rescue dogs, and I think that's great.
You love plugs. I mean, you are a guy who loves plugs. You got a lot in common with that dog because you also love belly rubs. I do know that.
Big fan.
Cam
Riley.
Smith always writes in the show, if you want to send your Christmas card in, we'll put it up in here somewhere. So we're going to put it up right what? We're putting that one up right behind
I think
you.
right next to Andre the Giant.
Yeah, there you go.
And this orange thing. Boom. There you go. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Pete, I got a couple quick hits before we start this here program.
Okay.
In fact, you got a quick hit. I passed off a hit to you.
Take a hit, Pete.
Puff, puff, pass, Pete.
You want me to go? Puff, puff, pass with the KC Pet Project. No, I'm just kidding. It's a clear the shelter adoption event because they're moving locations. The KC Pet Project, everyone's favorite local adoption facility. Is that a good place to or whatever? They're holding a clear the shelter adoption event from December 13th to the 24th. So that begins, if today's Wednesday the 11th, that begins on Friday.
There you go.
To help as many pets find forever homes before the big move. Adult dog and cat adoptions are just $25.
Dope.
So there you go. I mean, if you want a dog or a cat who likes belly rubs like Hartzell, pony up that $25.
Pony up. We could use the dog in the studio, I think. Can we have a studio, like a studio pet?
For the dirty fans of the KC Morning Show, I'm sure they'll take singles. You get yourself a
Seriously,
dog.
Seriously, man, we can get like a little parrot over here. We got room in the corner. Hartzell. And if you're interested, KC Pet Project, go to their website. I did read that they're going to be closed on Christmas, so you can't do it on Christmas. All right, quick hit number two. American Royal move into KCK. They acquired 115 acres,
That's a lot of acres.
115 to be exact. $250 million deal. It's going to move the American Royal from the West Bottoms to the Legends area.
$250 million deal. You know, you can get 25 million dogs for that.
You could.
Starting on Friday.
You could. And that's all my quick hits. You got anything else in there?
I wish we had more so we didn't have to talk about the next thing.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
It's not all bad. When that record scratches, it gets a little better, Pete. Because you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to break you off with some news. And that hot, sweaty, passionate
news. I don't know where that was going.
I didn't have a plan for that.
Honestly, hot, sweaty, passionate news sounds something I would sign up for in a second. I wouldn't have to think twice about that.
That's the news we asked for. That's the content you came for.
Push that button.
Let's do the news. Let's do the news.
What do you got?
You know what we're leading off with. You already know what we're leading off with. But it's important.
Batting for your Kansas City Royals, the presidential impeachment.
That historic next step in the impeachment showdown, Democrats putting forward two articles of impeachment. They allege abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a solemn tone today, saying President Trump left them no choice, saying their oath of office requires them to impeach. The president reacting today, calling it political madness.
We did nothing wrong. There was absolutely nothing done wrong. I think it's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
But the Democrats say the president abused his powers to obtain an improper personal political benefit.
No one, not even the president, is above the law.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election?
Well,
why not let him cheat just one more time?
Democrats own Tuesday. That was Adam Schiff, the committee chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
But I'm used to listening to Adam Schefter, so just
Yeah, we have different.
This is Adam Schiff.
Different sides of the fence on that. From Schiff to Schiff. Democrats on Tuesday unveiled two articles of impeachment against the 45th president, Donald Trump. A historic step article for a abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Right.
So get this, Pete.
What's that?
You're going to have time tonight.
Oh, wow.
To watch Wednesday all of night. This in prime time. Prime time. Must watch TV. Think
night?
Of it like this. This is I was
when
thinking about
the bowl
this.
Games start. Is there anything else I could watch?
The bowl game starts when they get to the Senate. I was thinking about this on the way in, how to explain it. Think of it like this. This whole impeachment stuff we've been going through.
Okay.
Okay, so everything before today was that was your preseason. Tonight, think of it as that first game of the season. That Thursday night kickoff.
I mean, this is what we want.
You know, this is the game that starts the season.
Oh,
now,
I love that.
Week one, we're all your teams. That's still in a couple days.
So the only thing I'm hearing right now is we're not going to get a result in 6 months.
Yeah, that's about right. that is literally about right. Only the fourth time in our nation's history where congressional leaders have issued articles of impeachment against the sitting president. Do you know who those? Do you know who those folks are? History lesson 101. You took the Constitution test, didn't you?
Adam Schiff.
No, swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. I'm not even
going to
say.
Nixon, Clinton.
Okay. Think we had one president impeached.
Thomas Jefferson.
Tommy J.
I don't know who.
After Lincoln. Oh, it's.
My history isn't good. I mean, let help me out here.
Andrew. Starts with a J.
Jackson.
Think me. Think downstairs.
Andrew Johnson.
So you got Andrew Johnson.
That's a gross
way
to think about.
Hey, did it work? Did it work? Andrew Johnson, Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, and now President Trump. Watch tonight. I can't think of two worse things if you're a parent hearing something has happened on a school bus. And on top of that, there are guns involved.
Thankfully, no one that was on the bus was hurt. We're told one teacher and one student were on the bus at the time that it was hit by at least one bullet. A spokesperson for the school district told us the bullet hit the bus on the passenger side near the front door. Police are investigating this shooting right now, trying to determine who fired the shot and from where.
Based on preliminary reports, it is believed to be somebody who drove by the school and just fired a weapon. That is from school's executive director of communications and marketing, Edwin Birch. Thank God that uninjured the student and the teacher uninjured Tuesday. This is what shortly after
J.C. Harmon High School.
Yeah, shortly after 2 o'clock. Ugh, that could have got messy real bad. I hate that. I hate it.
It makes you
it.
Cringe, man. It reminds me of what the shooting that happened in the what was it, First Friday?
Oh yeah,
not too long ago. Just random shots.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that was for. I mean,
not that any shots are good, but like this random innocent people shoot. Like, what's got to be going through your head?
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese in Columbia, and I was working a shift, and we had a drive-by shooting at Chuck E. Cheese in Columbia.
See, what are you doing?
What is happening? And we lucked out, man. There's kids everywhere, and I wish I have pictures of it. The bullet went through our wall, and there was a big Chuck E. Cheese coin, like huge, like life-size Chuck E. Cheese coin. Bullet went straight through the forehead of Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, but
gosh.
We gotta do something, y'all. We gotta do something about that. Let's clean that up. Let's clean that up. And happier news coming out of KCK. Huge news out of Sporting KC.
Big news.
Big news coming out of Sporting Kansas
Nailed
City
it.
As SKC have made their club record signing, bringing in Liga MX striker Alan Pulido.
Peter Vermees talked going into this offseason about how MLS has gone from MLS 2.0 to 3.0. The expenditures by teams is growing. Profile of the players is getting bigger. And he said if Sporting Kansas City want to keep up with that, they've got to make moves that are on that level. To get a player of this quality, we're talking about the leading goal scorer in Liga MX in this past season, a guy who's won a lot of major trophies in his time in Mexico as well, a Mexican national team player. This is a top-notch striker that Sporting Kansas City are bringing in, and it means that they're backing up what they said they would do this offseason.
I love it. This dude is real, real good, Pete. So his name is Alan Pulido. Over 100 combined goals for club and country during his highlighted career. Five domestic.
You seen this guy's hair?
I mean, they all have good hair, man. That's not fair.
Guy's hair.
It's a bunch of pretty dudes, man. It's not fair.
I like to think that I have a nice swoop.
You do.
This thing you is serious. I mean, this kid's got to be 18 years old.
He's 28.
28.
28.
And by
you're
18,
close.
I mean 28.
You're so close. Well. Five. He's got five domestic championships, 2018 CONCACAF Champions League finalist for like the MVP, 13 caps for the men's Mexican national team. There's just so much about this dude that's so good. Like, this is what we needed. We needed a striker, and this dude can score the goals, all the goals. Head coach Peter Vermes said this guy's a winner. I like that a lot. And out of the Blue Testament, kind of a fan site, kind of like Arrowhead Pride, to be honest, they are reporting that this signing will be the highest transfer fee paid in Sporting KC history. $9.5 million for the pleasure of Alan Pulido. Super excited. First home game at Children's Mercy Park, March 7th. Have you been to Sporting?
I have been for a game, but I like to go and sit in some good seating. If you seem like you would have the hookups.
Don't look at me. I ain't got no clout.
Free popcorn.
I got no clout. I'm shocked that my credential still works, to be totally honest with you.
I was put on the hair cam one time.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is this back when you had that? Back when you had those luscious locks?
Yes.
That was a phase. What was that, man?
A year ago, I just kind of figured, you know what?
You went brotastic with it.
I don't know how long I'll be able to grow my hair out long. And I was close to getting to where, you know, you could throw it up. In a little
throw it up.
Little bun action.
Oh, you are a sportsman. You talked about it. You do TV hits. You do all these things. Have you done commentary? Because you have a new colleague.
The one, the only, Snoop Dogg in the house.
Double G with the D-O-double-G.
What a pleasure. Score!
Oh, what a shot for the Toronto Maple Leafs in dramatic fashion.
Oh! What a hit.
I love that. He wasn't looking.
Woo! I am D-O-double-G.
That's enough for me. I mean, I'm going to buy it. NHL 2K20, the video game coming out, will have on its color commentary the one and only SNOOP, D-O-double-G. Snoop Dogg will be color analyst alongside James Skibulski. I don't play hockey. You know that. Let's do that hockey. You know, he's a huge L.A. sports guy. Like, that's where he reps. And so he is a big L.A. Kings supporter. He is also appearing in the game, again, NHL 2K20, as a playable character. I can't wait to see that. A little Gordon Bombay Mighty Ducks action coming out of Snoop Dogg. I can watch that.
Yeah, report is.
Get that knuckle puck out of Snoop.
Report is the game makers have never been higher on a version of the game. So that's a good thing.
And finally, out of Kansas City, more news. Let me get some music pulled up because you have a concert announcement. Concert announcement. Maroon 5 and Meghan Trainor going to be playing at the Sprint Center. Here, Pete, can you vamp for me so I can pull up some Maroon 5?
Yeah, so did you happen to know that I was a big Maroon 5 fan back in high school?
This was
several hundred years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say this was early 2000s. Yeah, early mid-2000s when they blew up.
And for some reason, Meghan Trainor is reminding me of a song that, doesn't she like scream some kind of song?
Does she do All About That Bass?
I'm all about that bass.
Is that her?
About that bass.
That's her,
no
right?
Treble. I have no idea.
I couldn't remember. Is that?
I mean, this is classic Maroon 5. This is before, what's the lead singer's name?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine got too big for his britches.
But I heard he's a cool dude, though. This is before he was tatted up.
I don't know.
See, I was such an idiot.
I was so high, I did not recognize.
I mean, I...
Would Adam Levine turn his chair for me? I like to think so.
There's that lyric where it says, her heart is breaking in front of me. And so when this came out, I don't know what I was thinking. I had the lyrics all wrong. And I was like, well, in fact, we'll wait for it. We'll wait for it. We'll play this part. She said goodbye. Ooh, the harmony, Pete.
Maroon 5 really,
this line right here. Her heart is breaking in front of me. So I thought for the longest time that line said that hip hop is breaking in front of me. And I thought, whoa, Adam Levine, what a social commentary on the state of hip hop. Wow. And then I looked it up and then it was her heart is breaking in front of me. I didn't have a whole lot of luck with the girls, so it wasn't. wasn't you.
Well, little did you know. I mean, a couple episodes we said that you would have if you just had some self-awareness.
That's right. That's right. She was a fan. Da-da-da. So that's going to be happening.
He ran track in high school.
I got no ass, man. I had no play in high school. Sprint Center on Thursday.
No ass. I went to an all-boys school.
August 27th. Pre-sales for the show starts Thursday, December 12th at noon. Is that tomorrow? That is tomorrow.
Shout regular out tickets. Chaminade School Dances. They shipped them in.
Where's the one I like? Where's She Will Be Loved At? I'm gonna play a little bit of that. I don't mind spending every day.
I like Harder to Breathe. See, it's all old songs that we like. Some of their new jams are fine, but this was the good stuff.
Everything before he went to...
The first album's art. Everything after that is money.
Maroon 5 is art. It's abstract. When he did what's that show he's on? When he did The Voice, sold out after the
Voice. That's what I said.
No, but that was... You're talking about the albums. I'm talking about him when he went on and did TV stuff.
Yeah, he almost became a solo artist in a sense.
See if I get the harmony. Hold on.
This is the same album, too, as Sunday Morning.
Oh, I nailed the harmony, baby.
Nope. Okay.
And that's your news. Take me to sports, Pete.
Meghan Trainor as well.
Oh, that's right, Meghan Trainor. We're not pulling her up. This is a Maroon 5 kind of day.
Okay. Welcome into sports.
What did we just do for 25 minutes of the show?
I don't know.
continue, Pete.
Chiefs rise into the top 5 in the weekly power rankings for most power rankings following their big win. We talked about it on Monday. The Chiefs beat the Patriots for the first time in a while. Tuesday is the day when all the power rankings come out, and Kansas City has started to get its respect back in the NFL Sports Illustrated.
Put some respect back on our name!
Sports Illustrated ranked the Chiefs as high as number 3.
Okay.
Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, had his usual conference call on Monday and asked him about the Chiefs' temperament following the victory. I've covered the Chiefs now for 6 years, Hartzell. Mm-hmm. Never before has a division title, which they clinched on Sunday,
right,
felt less celebrated. Here's Andy Reid.
Yeah, well, this is what's real. So that we enjoyed it while we were in the locker room. As a team, we enjoyed it. But the season's not over. So it was a nice win. It was a nice opportunity to have that AFC West title, but listen, we've got games ahead of us that we have to take care of.
Pete, I'm not playing 1 minute and 19 seconds of that man talking a bunch of nothing.
Well, before Hartzell cut it off, Andy Reid talks about Drew Locke.
What is that?
Drew Locke and the Denver Broncos visiting on Sunday. That's okay.
I'm
over it.
So here's the deal. Drew Locke and the Denver Broncos come in on Sunday.
Yes.
The last team to beat the Patriots this season was the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. And then they go and lose to the Denver Broncos, who are below 500. So Andy Reid's point at the end of that before Hartzell rudely cut my sound.
I'm not listening to him sounding deflated
sound
for a minute 19.
Show. So
you
know. Basically his point was, we got to be up for this game. The Patriots.
Is that what he said?
Were caught filming the Bengals. Get the next sound ready.
Right.
The Patriots were caught filming the Bengals sideline last game against the Cleveland Browns. And Hartzell, guess who the Patriots are playing this weekend?
The videographer gets busted. He says, by the way, the whole first quarter filming the Patriots, the Bengals sideline. Bengals, new head coach, by the way. Not a lot of tape on them, right? Like, you want advanced kind of, you want to get as much information as possible. He asked if he could delete it and we could forget the whole thing. Can we delete it and forget the whole thing? And now the Patriots give the exact excuse they were giving in 2015.
Oh,
guys, what do you think is going on? Look, it's like the Astros. The Astros are an advanced organization. That's why they're so good. One of the reasons. They value information. But their ethics are not only questionable, but it seems to me rotten in terms of how to do it. Like, and with the same playbook.
So that's Max Kellerman of ESPN. The Patriots said the filmographer was there filming an advanced scout for the team's Do Your Job series, which is a web show. But everyone's being reminded of Spygate from the early 2000s.
They suck, man. Why are they the worst?
Cheating again. And what a lot of people are thinking, as you heard in Max Kellerman and what he was saying, is that this is just something that maybe we found. Yeah. Are they doing this everywhere? Are they in the stands? Do they have some kind of film of signs from the stands?
Yeah, this screams impeachable offense.
Owner Robert Kraft met with Commissioner Goodell on Tuesday and told reporters, "You know everything you should know," as he walked away. Declined comment. No word if Kraft got a little handsy with anyone.
They're always the bad guy in every situation, right?
Yeah. And so that's why Sunday night, there were a lot of calls in the game that went the Chiefs' way. But no fan in the NFL, no reporter is really going to be like, "Well, the Patriots got screwed in this one." Well, a lot of people say, "Good."
That was all Twitter.
Local news, Mizzou officially introduced its 33rd coach in history. It's Elijah Drinkwitz, formerly of Appalachian State.
What an just incredible honor to be your head football coach. For me, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and opportunities of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of an opportunity.
Oh, okay, coach. Oh, okay. That's inspiring.
What a move by Drinkwitz there, because
he confused
everyone, and by the time they come back to thinking about it, they're already in awe of whatever he's talking about. I don't even know what that means.
No, he sounds like something I would do. You say a bunch of words.
Play it again.
I'm going to play that
one more time,
because we'll see if we can put it together.
What an just incredible honor to be your head football coach. For me, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and opportunities of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of an opportunity.
Opportunities of a lifetime must be seized in the lifetime of an opportunity.
Well, we're starting off great. MIZ, really kicking this thing off.
Head coach, I am.
What was even any of that? Well, gonna seize an opportunity.
Rock M Nation, great SB Nation site covering your Mizzou Tigs, highlighted the following in his press conference. Administrative support. Recruiting anywhere and everywhere, meaning let's keep the guys around Missouri, near Missouri, and also go to Texas where you can try to recruit people. Up-tempo offense featuring a downfield passing game and a downhill running game. Hello, coach. Whoa! I have the freedom to tell you K-State is headed to the Liberty Bowl in Memphis. The 8-4 Wildcats will face off against the Navy. Midshipman.
Boo!
On December 31st, that's New Year's Eve 2019, the last time K-State was in Memphis was 2015 against the Arkansas Razorbacks. In that game, Arkansas won 45-23.
The Liberty.
So K-State is coming back to Memphis. Scores.
I was hoping for a walking in Memphis to keep it going.
You know what? We're not going to add layers to this song. Sophomore guard Devin Dotson had 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists in Kansas's blowout win, 95-68 over Milwaukee. On Monday Night Football, Eli Manning might have played his last game as a Giant as the Giants lose to the Eagles 23-17 in overtime, and that is your sports update.
Good job, Pete. You nailed it. I really like the Liberty with the Liberty Bowl. Some of your finest work,
freedom,
my friend.
Let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring. I have for you, Pete, something brand new. A new segment that...
You know I don't like surprises.
You don't like surprises. And on the show sheet, you cheat. So all I had to put on this thing was new segment. Print these out, but don't look at them.
You know what? This is good, because that means you're not like the mouse that just continues to run into the wall. You found the cheese. Maybe if you want me to guess something, don't write the answers on the sheet.
Well, I'll tell you right now. You about to be hit with this real quick. This is your KC Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Where the hell are you going? What are you doing? Sit down.
Get a little coffee.
What are you doing? Put your mic up. Put your headphones back on.
You know I need my energy for hump day.
Hump day, baby! All right, well, he's back. He is back. Pete, I have...
Maybe I'll let you do this segment alone.
I have never been more excited to do something.
Mm. Okay.
Because I live a very exciting life. You know, on Monday, you were giving me a lot of grief. You know, I brought in a lot of stats. I brought in a lot of numbers.
Guy.
I was a stat guy on Monday. And...
No gray area. From Hartzell Gray.
Stat guy. I realized that, you know, stats... are just a bunch of just a bunch of numbers, and without order, without a routine, all that information can get lost.
100%.
What do you do to keep everything on track but still wanting to learn the information? Well, I did a thing, Pete. I put a little something together. It's our brand new segment on The Casey Morning Show.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list. You like this one? It's called The List of Hartzell.
I hate it. I hate it already.
I put together a list of things.
Oh, no.
Because we needed content. And we needed some segments. So this is the best I could do. Your List of Hartzell. You like that?
The List of Hartzell, sponsored by nobody.
Voted number one by nobody in particular.
Someone could step up.
List of Hartzell. Brought to you by myself, me, myself, and I. How about that? How about that bed music? So the whole point of this, Pete.
I don't even know what this
is. If there is a point. It's like I said, stats by themselves, you know, it's kind of hard to keep track. I put together a list because you know what? That makes sense to me. There's order. And I have a list for you, Pete. On brand with the holiday season. This goes by different names, many names.
One person chooses a gift. The next person can either choose a gift or steal that person's gift. If your gift gets stolen, then you can steal someone else's gift or choose a new gift.
So that is what Michael Scott calls a Yankee swap. Other people call it a white elephant exchange. Yeah. Have you done one of these at your job? AP, Arrowhead Pride, you guys do a white elephant holiday deal?
Yeah, of course I've done this before.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, let me explain what this is because I have a list of numbers, some facts for you. Less than one in five Americans, that's 17%, know the correct origin of how the white elephant got its name. Do you know how the white elephant got its name?
No.
It's an old practice from the kings of Asia. I don't know if you knew that. Where if the king was dissatisfied with one of his subjects.
Oh, you were the king of Asia.
The king would gift them a rare albino elephant, a burdensome gift that was expensive to maintain. Talk about a little subtle shade there, you know? Unhappy campers is what the title of this next paragraph. Only 38% of Americans who've played the white elephant gift exchange said that they wanted to. Only 38% wanted to. The rest didn't want to at all.
I've been part of this mug exchange now for a couple of years where you bring mugs. And I always bring a good mug. And some of the mugs that I've gotten back have not been up to par.
Would you consider a mug a gag gift?
No.
What do you think?
No, it's a mug exchange. It's different from the white elephant.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about because gag gifts, that's 27% of your white elephant exchange can include a gag gift.
This segment is something.
Let's see here. Did you know, Pete, that the white elephant gift exchange, more popular on the West Coast.
Wow.
Did you know that those residing in the West are more likely to have played the white elephant gift?
This white elephant thing is totally gnarly, man.
71%. Oh,
that's definitely got to be a surfboard. Can tell by the shape, totally.
71% of West Coast Durners,
did I tell you the West Coast is the best coast? Nar.
Side it.
All right, I'm done.
71% of the West Coast versus 50% in the Northeast. 55% do a white elephant exchange in the South. And in the Midwest, 57% play your white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, my God. The next page it's like a scroll that you have.
It's a list. That's what it is. And it is.
The list of Hartzell.
Again, this is your list of hearts through Casey Morning Show. Because numbers by themselves, what does that even mean? You need a list. You got to put this together. That's
what else
why
do you
I'm
got
here.
For me?
A majority of Americans agree that the limit is what price, Pete?
$100.
$25. Oh, nearly two-thirds of Americans, that's 64%.
I hate
say
to
the
keep
ideal
saying it.
Price.
You can go bring a dog for White Elephant.
What did we just talk about? Did you not hear with the King of Asia? That's a burdensome gift if you didn't want one.
Yeah, here's my white elephant. It's kind of moving and making noise. I'm not trading for that.
Do you know what the timeout rule is? What the hell is this?
Well, so in basketball, you get several ahead.
Oh, this is the Yankee swap. This is the Yankee swap that Michael Scott talks about. The standard rule is that Americans mostly want to eliminate, they call it the timeout rule. All right, so nearly one in four Americans, that's 24%, because it's nearly one in 4%, say that the rule that they want to eliminate most is the timeout rule. It's where guests are allowed to steal from each other, hence the Yankee swap from The Office. Let's see here. Some more stats for you. One of the most popular games.
I think last year I won a putting green in one of these. I have not used it since.
Let's see. I think that's all I got. I'm trying to think of any more. That's all I got, Pete. Actually, I got...
really glad you put this together for us.
18% give a Frozen gift. So there's that.
I would say 50% enjoyed this segment. That's what I'd say.
The KC Morning Show.
I think that segment's got legs. It's got real potential. The list of Hartzell. Soak it in, man. Stat it in, man. Stat it in. Stat. Sorry. Every time, why are you always trying to play me off, man?
What is the deal? I know you haven't been prepared, Hartzell, so I'm going to go through this Wednesday, Thursday preview. In the meantime, we need some Wednesday wisdom sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you get that together. Let me go through the Wednesday, Thursday preview.
Do your thing, Pete. Again, my name is Hartzell. That's Pete Sweeney. This is your KC Morning Show.
That's right. Live or taped, I guess, from Unlabeled Music Services.
Taped as live.
Taped as. Look live.
Can you, real quick, before you do that, plug some socials for me?
Yes. Instagram. We are no longer have an underscore. Get that underscore out of here. Mm-mm. It's the KC Morning Show on Instagram. It's KC Morning Show everywhere else, on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You can find Hartzell on Twitter at Hartzell965, not the KC Morning Show because he won't change it, and PG Sween.
I got a blue check mark.
Not PJJ Sween. PG Sween.
Oh, I need to make you
on
a
Twitter.
I need to make you a character account for all the different names I got for you.
Right.
I'm not changing my name.
P-Dev Sweeney, the F is for frustrated with you not giving me my right letter.
I'm not changing my name. I love this show, but I'm not changing that. Because if you change your handle, you lose the check mark.
I have 965 reasons you should change it. All right, the Kansas City Wednesday and Thursday preview. Tonight at 7 p.m., a couple items. First, it's yoga at the zoo. Also at 7 at KC Beer Company, it's an intimate evening featuring select works of... I know you're a big fan of this artist. Ludwig van Beethoven.
Oh, my favorite, man.
Performed by a string quartet from the Kansas City Symphony.
That sick beat from Beethoven. Ooh, that BB. What up, BB?
At Pawn and Pint, it's the Harry Potter Yule Ball Dance Lessons.
Oh.
And I quote, "Get lost in the music, lost on the dance floor, and embrace the magic of Harry Potter for a holiday evening you won't soon forget."
Was that the dance from...
A price is $15 a wizard, Harry.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa. Is that the dance from, was it Goblet of Fire where they had the dance where Robert Pattinson's in it?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'm certainly a Leviosa. Gryffindor where Hartzell is, as we all know, a Hufflepuff. As of this week, the Westport Ale House is a blues bar. That means $1.50 Budweiser and Bud Lights during games. Blues to play the Vegas Knights on Thursday at 8 p.m. Also on Thursday, I found this, an Olathe Christmas at the Olathe Community Center. So if you have a family... maybe check that out. If you have an event we need to know about.
So if you have a family.
Unlike me, who is familyless.
Damn, that took a dark turn.
If you're lonely, like myself, you can go f*** yourself. If you have an event we need to know about, please email us at thekcmorningshow@gmail.com. kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Sports preview quickly. Kansas State hosts the Alabama State Hornets in basketball tonight. 7 p.m. on ESPN+. The other teams resume action this weekend, and we will discuss that on Friday. Jets play the Ravens on Thursday night. Football probably goes without saying, but a Jets upset would help your Kansas City Chiefs. So let's go Jets. Ravens are favored by 2 touchdowns, though, so don't get your hopes up.
Hey, real quick, are you, because you're New York, are you Jets or Giants?
I grew up a New York Giants fan.
Gotcha.
Yeah. As I told you, the weather today in KC will warm up a little bit into the afternoon, but you're still going to want to bundle up. High of 46, low of 37 on Thursday. High of 53, low of 38.
You didn't do that. Friday. You didn't do that in character. You're chief meteorologist, Pete, and you just brushed.
Oh, chief meteorologist Peter Sweeney just got out of the weather room, and today you look for some sunshine. It's going to be a little chilly, so make sure you bundle up. High of 46, low of 37. Then tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy. High 53, low 38. Then we're back with you on the KC Morning Show come Friday. Check your weather then from chief meteorologist Peter Sweeney.
That's where it is.
Do you have a song for Wednesday Wisdom?
I have my song. I have my score pulled up. You ready?
I'm going to try to find some inspirational winter quotes today for you.
Winter ones? Okay. Winter winds.
Okay, here we go.
Are you telling me when you're ready?
pump it up a little bit here.
Mm. The weather's killing us softly because it's so chilly out there.
Did you ever hear this expression, my turkeys are done? It means the weather's giving you hard nips. That's not an inspirational quote. All right, let's get Wednesday Wisdom started.
I mean, I'm inspired.
Here, my turkeys are done right now here in the sun.
Here, wait till this beat stops.
Mm. Oh, this twang is my favorite. Oh.
Right, give it to him, Pete. Give it to him, Pete. Yeah. This is Pete Sween. What's the wisdom? KC Morning Show.
Every inspirational artist like myself needs a hype man.
And one time.
You know, I found these. Hold on one second here. Okay, here we go. Winter forms our character and brings out our best. I don't know about that. Maybe if you like your coat, right? Then you're springing out your best. Winter is a season of recovery and preparation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Listen to this here. Winter is not a season.
Mm-mm.
It's a celebration.
Oh, yes.
I don't agree with any of these quotes I'm reading.
Bless up.
Today. Enjoy life today, Hartzell.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow may never come.
Dark.
That is dark. It is dark like the winter. Adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that either.
What kind of wisdom is this?
The future lies before you like a field of fallen snow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be careful how you tread it, for every step will show. That one I actually do like. Laughter is the sun that drives winter from the human face. Where are these quotes from?
Who was mad when they wrote these quotes?
Snow was falling, so much like stars, filling the dark trees that one could easily imagine its reason for being was nothing more than prettiness.
Naturally. That is a long one for inspiration. That was a run-on sentence.
All right, I'm going to end on this one because I hate all of these. Winter is not fun. It's not inspirational. Nah. It's like you got to get through it because then it'll be warm.
You're the
again.
One that you chose them. These are your quotes you pulled.
Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers. So be kind today, my friends, on the KC Morning Snow. I mean, show.
Oh, Pete. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Wait, let's finish it real quick, and we'll fade out. Peter Sweeney, he's your Wednesday Wisdom. My name's Hartzell, it's your KC Morning Show. I feel ready to go. I feel ready to take on the week. Thank you, Coach. Let's go. Wednesday Wisdom on three. 1, 2, 3. Wednesday Wisdom.
Hump on, my friends.
Hump on, baby. Hump on. Hump on. Hump on. Pete, good show, man. I didn't hate it. Didn't hate it today. What you got planned? You doing anything?
Not telling you. I'm out of here.
You're trying to leave? All right. Well, my name is Hartzell. Pete, put your headphones back on. We're not done yet. All right.
See you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.